I want to welcome every one of us into the presence of God. Wherever you are watching us, wherever you are fellowshipping with us, I want to welcome you to Bethel Experience. Remember, wherever you are gathered, the presence of the Lord is with you, and that place becomes Bethel. And so, as you come before the presence of the Lord today to fellowship, I pray that you will encounter the God of Bethel in the name of Jesus. Beloved, I want to continue from our discussion last Sunday talking about Operation Excellence. Operation Excellence, part 2. And we're going to be taking our Bible reading from the book of Daniel, chapter 1. Daniel, chapter 1, we're going to read from verse 17 to the end. Daniel, chapter 1, from verse 17, and we'll read to the end. Amen. Daniel, chapter 1. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now, at the end of the day that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them. And among them, all was found none like Daniel and Ananias and Mishael and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. Verse 21, which is the last one. And Daniel continued. I want you to take note of that scripture. Daniel did what? Continued unto the first year of King Cyrus. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Operation Excellence. Beloved, you are in a year like no other, 2021. And as we have started with the Lord, I want to encourage you this morning. And this is what I have been saying from the beginning of this year, that you have been destined for excellence. Don't settle for anything less than the best this year. Don't settle for anything less than excellence in every of your endeavor. And last week, when we started this topic, we talked about the man Daniel and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And we focused specifically on Daniel. And we talk about the fact that Daniel's name, the meaning of his name, amen, means God, my judge. But Daniel understood who he was in the Lord. He understood his identity. And I remember telling us last Sunday that the question of identity is who you are. If someone has not answered that question, who? They will not be able to understand the question of why. And that's purpose. When identity is confused, when you don't know who you are, when you cannot answer that question, who you are, then the question of why am I here? The question of what is my purpose? Why am I here? That question will also be misunderstood. Daniel knew the reason why he was born was to serve God. And though he was a seed royal in his own land, in Jerusalem, before he was captured, by the time he got to Babylon, he did not allow the culture, the influence, and the glory of Babylon to change his identity. He did not allow that culture to change his perception about God. Daniel, we said last Sunday, was a man of purpose. He was purpose driven. The purpose of a man in life is important. When a man, and we gave the example of Samson, born a Nazarite unto the Lord, because he did not understand the question of who, his identity, he kept gravitating towards sinners. And he ended up his life and his ministry in shambles. But Daniel, the Bible says in that Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, he knew his identity and he purposed in his heart that he is not going to defile himself. He's not going to taint himself. He's not going to dishonor God. I know why I am here in Babylon. I know my identity. And that identity gave him a purpose. He made up his mind. I am not going to defile myself. Period. And we also said last Sunday that Daniel was a man of prayer. Prayer is what brings purpose into focus. Prayer is what brings purpose into focus. When you are a man of prayer, prayer will sharpen your vision. Prayer will sharpen your focus. You will be able to see clearly. You will be able to see vividly. You will be able to see explicitly what God wants you to do. And that's what will lead me to the third point. We talk about, number one, that Daniel was purpose-driven, a man of purpose. Number two, Daniel was a man given to prayer. Number three, Daniel is a man on assignments. A man on assignments. Purpose answers the question, why am I here? And when you now have a purpose, purpose will give a man assignments. Praise God. And that will answer the question, what am I here to do? And so it's not just enough for you to know who you are, to know why you are here, but it's much more important to know, what am I here to do? Assignment. Are we together? Assignment. Daniel was a man on assignment. And that assignment is what you are. Assignment is purpose-oriented. What you have to do to fulfill your destiny. What you have to do to fulfill the will, the plan, the counsel, the mandate of heaven for your life. And let me ask you, my hearer today, in the journey of 2021, what's your assignment? Jesus knew his own assignment. Matthew 15, 24. Jesus knew his own assignment. Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. Jesus knew why he was here. 15, verse 24. I am sent to the lost sheep of Israel. I am sent to go and seek and search for those who are lost, who have not come to the knowledge of the Savior. If you also read the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 6, Jesus knew his assignment from the inception, even before he was born. Matthew, chapter 10, verse 6, Jesus knew that I am not sent, but only to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. What's your assignment? What has God committed into your hand? Operation Excellence. Beloved, if you look at the story of Daniel, let's go back to from verse 17. Daniel was a man on assignment. And do you know what? When he prepared himself for the Lord, the Bible says God released, God gave him and his companion knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. And I said it last Sunday. Every gift that is required for you to fulfill your assignment, heaven will release into your life in the name of Jesus. Daniel was given knowledge, skill, understanding, together with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But much more, the Bible made us to understand here that Daniel also had understanding in all visions and dreams. Why is this important? Because the assignment of Daniel in the land of Babylon has to do more with understanding of vision and dreams. I pray for someone again, as you embark on the journey of 2021, every gift of the Spirit that is required for you to fulfill your assignment, receive in the name of Jesus. Daniel was on assignment in the land of Babylon, and he knew that. And that was why he prepared himself before embarking on that journey. In Daniel chapter 2, if you start from verse 1, Daniel chapter 2 from verse 1, a man on assignment, operational excellence. The Bible talks about King Nebuchadnezzar. In the second year of his reign, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams, wherewith his spirit was what? Was troubled. God has already prepared a man in the realm of Babylon, and he has equipped him. And that man also accepted that challenge to prepare himself for that assignment. Prior to Nebuchadnezzar having this dream, God has already what? Prepared Daniel. Every preparation that is required for you to be able to fulfill your assignment, I pray that you will not miss them. In the name of Jesus. Daniel was prepared. If you read the scripture very well, from that Daniel chapter 1, when they were brought into the land of Babylon, they were brought in to be eunuchs. Eunuchs are people that will be dedicated to what? Serving the king. I'm going to give us more insight and more detail about Daniel later. Because he was brought in as an eunuch, but his story changed. Amen. As a result of him knowing what his assignment was. Are you on assignment? Operation Excellence. You must be a man on assignment. Praise God. In verse 14 of that Daniel, chapter 2, in verse 14, the king had a dream. He was troubled, and there was no one in his realm, no one in his kingdom that can first of all tell him the dream or the interpretation. And so the king was annoyed. I am going to kill all of you, all the wise men, all the astrologers in the land. But there was a man prepared by the Lord who told the captain. And Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to do what? To slay, to kill all the wise men of Babylon. Your gift, when you serve your gift, you are going to be saving lives. It was as a result of Daniel being on assignment that he was able to not only save his own life or the life of his own companion, but the lives of all the other wise men in the land of Babylon. They will have been killed. In verse 15, a man on assignment. Verse 15, he told the king's, Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree from the king so hasty? And they made the thing known unto him. And in verse 16, he said something in verse 16. He went in and desired what? of the king that he will give him time and that he will show the king the interpretation. A man on assignment. The question is this. Do you know your assignment? Now let me explain this further. There was a commandment from the king. I am going to kill all the wise men. I am going to kill all the astrologers in the land if they cannot tell me the dream and the interpretation. But did you saw what Daniel did here? He went into the king and did what? And told him, O king, give me time. And I'm going to show you the interpretation. Praise the Lord. A man on assignment. Daniel, in this particular case, did not even know the dream, just like all the other wise men. But he boldly went to the king to say, I am going to tell you the interpretation. The gift of a man will make room for him. The gift of a man will make him to stand before kings and not mere men. I want to encourage you this year. There is a gift in you. The seed of greatness is in you. I don't want you to bury it. I don't want you to bury the talent of God in your life. This year is the year of what I will refer to as your show and tell. God wants to showcase you. And so Daniel went before the king. I am a man on assignment. I am here in the land of Babylon for a reason. And so I am not going to shy away when my gift, the service of my gift, is required. What about you? A man on assignment. If you go down to verse 27. And Daniel, what he did was to go back to his companion and they prayed and God revealed. And he answered the king, the secrets which the king had demanded cannot the wise men. You see, look at that scripture. It says the secrets, the wise men cannot, the astrologers, the magician, the soothsayer, they cannot show it unto the king. Verse 28. They can't. Why can they not? Verse 28. He said, but there is a God in heaven. I want you to repeat that. There is a God in heaven that can make known every secret. What Daniel was telling the king here is that you are the king on the throne, but there is the king of kings who ordains you. Can you imagine? Someone who was brought in as an eunuch to come and serve the king was now lecturing the king. The gift of a man will make room for him. A man on assignment. I pray for you again that the gift of God in your life will begin to manifest. This year is the year of excellence. And we're talking about operation excellence. For you to operate in excellence, you must be a man on assignment. He told the king, there is a God in heaven. He alone has the power to reveal secrets. And the vision that you have, that God has given you, I'm going to tell you the dream and the interpretation. And he went ahead and served his gift. A man on assignment. If you also go to the book of Daniel chapter 5. Now, Daniel here told Nebuchadnezzar his dream. Daniel chapter 5 from verse 13. And gave him the interpretation. He served wonderfully King Nebuchadnezzar. Now when this king died, his son ascended the throne. Praise God. And when he ascended the throne, something also happened. Amen. Something happened. He saw something that he could not understand. Praise God. An handwriting. And he was confused. But do you know what? There are people in the kingdom that remember there is a man who God has already prepared for a time like this. And they talked to the king about Daniel. And Daniel was brought in before the king. And look at what the king said. And the king said unto Daniel, "Art thou Daniel, which are of the children of captivity of Judah, whom the king, my father, brought out of the Jews?" You see, the king was still retelling who Daniel was. Amen. But that was not the story of Daniel anymore. Praise God. In verse 14. Look at what the king said. He said, "I have heard of you. I have heard about your gift, your exploit, that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found." Where? In you. I want you to know that when you serve your gift, others will recognize and they will celebrate it. This king knew that there is a man in my realm. He was told. And he told Daniel. And this is a very correct and accurate description. In verse 15, look, the king is still saying here. Verse 15. "And now," he said, "the wise men, astrologers, they have been brought before me that they should read this writing and make it known. Tell me the interpretation." But they could not. Listen to me, beloved. The gift of God in your life is for you to serve on a particular assignment. And that assignment will continue to wait for you until you answer that call. Other astrologers, magicians, could not fulfill the assignment of Daniel. There is an assignment with your name on it. Don't pass it over. Operation Excellence. A man on assignment. And so Daniel told the king the interpretation and moved on. In chapter 6, verse 1. Talking about Daniel, a man on assignment. And when the king died, he moved on to another king and served his gift. And this is Darius now. Became king when Belshazzar died. Belshazzar was the son of Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel came into the picture again in verse 3. "It pleased Darius to set over all the land, and he preferred Daniel." He said, because there was an excellent spirit in him, and the king set him over the whole realm. A man on assignment. What's your assignment? Operation Excellence. Daniel was a man of purpose, a man of prayer, a man on assignment. Number 4, talking about Daniel. But before I talk about that, let me go back and give us a picture here. I talk about Daniel. You see, identity will give a man a purpose. Identity will give a man what? A purpose. But it is purpose that will give you assignment. And so Daniel understood his identity. He was purpose driven. And as a result, he knew his assignment. And he diligently fulfilled his assignment. Number 4. And this still has to do with your assignment. Daniel was a man of consistency. A man of purpose, a man of prayer, a man on assignment, and a man of consistency. He served consistently his gift. Now we talk about, he started serving Nebuchadnezzar. And when Nebuchadnezzar passed on, he started serving his son, Belshazzar. When Belshazzar died, Darius took over. He started serving him. Amen. And after Darius, he moved on to serve, Cyrus. In Daniel chapter 1, look at that verse 21. 121. He served four generations of kings. Yes, and Daniel continued until what? The first year of King Cyrus. So he served Nebuchadnezzar. He served Nebuchadnezzar's son, Belshazzar. And when Belshazzar died, because after the handwritten, that same night, he was killed. Amen. And Darius took over. And Daniel served all these kings. And after Darius, even unto Cyrus. Four generations of kings. Consistency. Praise God. And do you know that in all this generation, they always point to the fact that there is a man in the kingdom, in our reign, a man of consistency who served the Lord. Praise God. Do you know it was also consistency that led him into the lion's den? He was consistent in what? In prayer. While he was praying, and when he was set as the president, amen, the king chose, praise God, to honor Daniel. He appointed three presidents, and he chose Daniel to be the overall lead. And they know that there is no way we can catch this guy, praise God, except what? The matter of his own God, in chapter 6. They know from verse 1. They know that there is no way we can catch this man. Daniel was set above. And so they said, let's look for an occasion. And so they lied against him. But Daniel was consistent, a man of consistency. Are you consistent in your service to God? Are you consistent in your gift, serving your gift? A man of purpose, a man of prayer, a man on assignment, a man who served consistently his gift to generations. Operation excellence. Operation excellence. There's a man in the scripture talking about consistency. The man called Enoch in Genesis chapter 5 from verse 22. Genesis chapter 5 from verse 22. Enoch walk with God. Amen. Enoch was 65 years when he begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah. How many years? 300 years. Talking about consistency. You want to operate in excellence this year, you must be consistent with God. I don't want you to be. You see, some Christians are fair weather. It's winter, and you will not see them. Pastor, it's cold. Yes, we know. I don't want you to be like the Canadian weather. You change with weather. When it's summer, that's when you show up. When it's fall or when it's winter, we don't see your brake light. No, you have to be consistent to excel. You see, talking about excellence, I always go back to what I define excellence to be. It's not a product of accident. It's not a product of chance, lucky break. No. It's a deliberate effort, a consistent effort towards greatness, but backed by the grace of God. You must be consistent in your assignment, in your service, operation excellence. Daniel was a man that was consistent. Enoch walked with God consistently for 300 years. And in verse 23, Genesis 5:23, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. In 24, and Enoch, verse 24, walked with God, and he was not found. What happened? God took him. Decided that this man has been consistent. I want to continue to enjoy this fellowship with him. And so the God of heaven decided to translate him without passing through the portals of grave. Consistency. For 300 years, he was consistent in his service, in his walk with God. Are you a consistent Christian in your service? Number five, as a roundup, Daniel was a man of power and influence. A man of power and influence. I said earlier, he served four generations of kings and he influenced every one of them. He influenced kings, nations, regions, even people under him, and even his own friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He influenced them positively. He was a man of influence. Praise the Lord. A man of what? Of influence. If you go to Daniel chapter 2, from verse 46, a man of influence. The king here was influenced, Nebuchadnezzar. When Daniel interpreted his dream, look at what the king did. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and did what? And worshiped Daniel. A man of influence, a man of power. For the king of the whole world at that time, so powerful, for him to bow down to a single man. Operation Excellence. Because there was a spirit in Daniel, an excellent spirit, that the king cannot but bow to. When there is an excellent spirit in you, kings of nations will bow before you. They will bow before the God in your life. Daniel was a man of power and a man of influence. Praise God. A man of power and a man of influence. If you go to chapter 5, verse 11. Chapter 5, Daniel 5, verse 11. Nebuchadnezzar recognized the influence of God over the life of Daniel. The same thing here, his son, Belshazzar. When he was told that there was a man in your kingdom, understanding and wisdom is in him. And they referred him as the wisdom of the gods was found in him. In verse 12. Verse 12. The Bible says, for as much as there is an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpretation of dreams, and showing of hard sentences, dissolving of doubt, were found in the same Daniel. Ooh, the king named Belshazzar. He said, now let Daniel be called a man of influence. When they're talking about dreams and interpretation in the old realm, there's no other one to call than who? Than Daniel. A man of influence. A man of power. But do you also know that when you serve your gift, God will back it up with power. And when God backs your gift with power, promotion will follow. Daniel served four generations of kings. And it was recorded in the scripture, talking about at least the first three kings, it was recorded here that every of these kings, they promoted him. Amen. He enjoyed promotion throughout his tenure in office, if I can put it that way. He enjoyed what? Constant promotion as a result of him serving his gift, Operation Excellence. A man of influence and power. The gift of a man will make room for him. He will stand before kings, not before men or mere men. Praise the Lord. Nebuchadnezzar recognized the gift of God in the life of Daniel, and he promoted him. If you go down, go back to that chapter 2 from verse 46. Chapter 2 from verse 46. He was promoted. The king worshiped him. Go down to verse 47. For the king to worship him, he decided, let's offer sacrifices unto this Daniel. And the king confessed, of a truth, your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets. 48. Nebuchadnezzar, the greatest king at that time. The Bible says the king made Daniel who? A great man. And gave him many gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon. And chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Promotion and honor will follow when you serve your gift. Daniel was a man of influence and power. If you go to chapter 5 also, chapter 5, verse 29. Chapter 5, verse 29. And this was the son of Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar. He commanded, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a gold of chain about his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be what? In the kingdom. The third ruler in the kingdom. Beloved, when you serve your gift, heaven will promote you. And so, Nebuchadnezzar promoted him. His son, Belshazzar, promoted him. Belshazzar actually is the name, the Babylonian name of Daniel. Praise God. Promoted Daniel. I want someone to understand this, beloved. It does not matter whether people see you now or not. There is a God in heaven. It does not matter what are the circumstances and situations surrounding you. There is a God in heaven. Daniel got to the land of Babylon. His name was changed to Belteshazzar. It does not matter. He still served his gift and he was promoted. And in the reign of Darius, in that chapter 6 from verse 1, in the reign of Darius, that's the third one, Darius was very, very specific. He has had all that, Daniel has done. It pleased him to set him over the whole kingdom, 120 princes. Amen. In verse 2, there are three presidents. Whom Daniel was, which number? Number 1. That they might give account to the king. And in verse 3, they say the same king now said this. He preferred Daniel above all the other president and princes. Do you know why? He said, because an excellent spirit was in him. Let's rise up. Operation Excellence. Are you a child of God? All I want to say this morning, church, is that you need to follow this principle and stay true to God. Stay true to your assignment. Stay true to your calling. When you stay true, excellence will follow. But if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, if you are not born again, you cannot receive that spirit of excellence to serve acceptably. I want you to take a word of prayer for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. In that Daniel chapter 1, verse 17, the Bible talks about how God released upon Daniel and his colleague the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Daniel received vision and dreams, interpretation, understanding. Talk to the Lord. Released upon me every gift that is required for me to excel this year. For me to operate in excellence. Operation excellence. Release over my life every gift that is required for me to operate in excellence. I cannot afford to stay at the base camp. I cannot afford to stay at the bottom. Higher ground is my desire as I spread my wings in 2021 to fly. Release into my life every gift that is required. Oh, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. Daniel had understanding of vision and dreams. What are those gifts that you require to fulfill the mandate of heaven for your life? Ask that the God of heaven will release over you. You cannot afford to fail God. You cannot afford to disappoint Him. The earnest expectation of the Creator awaits your manifestation. Heaven is depending on you. Oh, to send you on an errand, on an assignment. Are you a man of purpose? Are you a man of prayer? Are you a man on assignment? Are you consistent in your service with God? The Bible talks about our Lord Jesus Christ, a man of excellence. He operated in the power of the Holy Ghost and fulfilled his mandate. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. He went about doing good. Everywhere Jesus went to, excellence followed him. This year, you must operate in excellence. If you have not given your life to Christ, now is the time to say, Lord Jesus, I don't want to live a subpar and average life. Give your life to Him today. And if you have given your life to Christ, you cannot but operate in excellence. Ask that the Lord will release upon you an excellent spirit. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Father, we want to give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for the entrance of your word today. I ask, Lord, that you will help us. That as we continue in the journey of this year, Lord, to give ourselves, O God, to your service in the name of Jesus. Your word says if we obey and serve you, we will spend our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure. I pray, Father, as we continue to consecrate ourselves unto you, as we continue to make your purpose our purpose, as we continue in the place of prayer, as we continue to pursue your vision, oh, to fulfill the assignment, the mandate of heaven for our life. Lord, I pray that you will grant us the grace to be consistent, the grace to continue, never to look back, never to turn aside, in the name of Jesus. And I ask, Lord, as we serve our gift, Lord, you have assured us this year that there will be honor. You told us that honor will be released, that you are going to crown us with honor. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, release your honor over our life in the name of Jesus. That we will operate in excellence this year and your name will be glorified. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. And amen.